Morning, everyone. I'm Ken Schachter. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Arizona, Mellon Edith Zuckerman College of Public Health. And actually, there are four speakers because Lourdes Fernandez and I are going to co-present this project that's titled Enhancing Leadership and Advocacy in Community Health Workers. And this is about a curriculum that we developed for advocacy and leadership development for community health workers. In collaboration with our community partners. So Lourdes and I don't have any disclosures to make, no financial relationships. This is the abstract that we submitted, and what it basically says is that we developed a curriculum that we're really proud of, we think is innovative, and it's an advocacy and leadership development curriculum, and it uses and builds upon existing previous curricular resources, so we want to be sure to make that clear. So Action for Health is really the third five-year CDC-funded project with the Arizona Prevention Research Center. In this project, we move from behavioral interventions to a policy intervention. And these are the goals that we put on our application for this grant. To determine the effectiveness of integrating community advocacy into community health worker outreach and education activities in increasing community-driven policy change, to create and disseminate an evidence-based CHW advocacy curriculum that provides a framework for community advocacy training and tracking, including indicators for measuring progress. We use the Kingdon's Three Streams Theory as our conceptual framework for our training and for the whole project, in fact. Kingdon hypothesizes that there are three relatively independent streams that affect policy change, a problem stream, a policy stream, and a political stream. He says that policy change is more apt to occur, or a policy window is more apt to open when all three streams are in alignment. And we took that theory and we adapted it to the local context. And when we adapted it, we realized that CHWs have an opportunity, really, to be in each of those streams, the problem stream, the policy stream, and the political stream. And so we put them there, and we realized that because they were in all three streams, that they had a unique opportunity to help open that policy window and make policy change occur. These are the sites that we work with where our partners serve their communities. So you can see that we're along the southern Arizona border, and we actually are spanning the entire southern Arizona border with Yuma, Nogales, and Douglas. And you'll see in a minute who our partners were. This just briefly shows the members of our training committee and the different agencies, really, rather than the names. And this shows the participants in our workshop. So these are, you can see that we didn't just work with Promotora agencies, but we work with community health centers, and we work with the health department as well. So we had and have really a mix of partners in this, and it's interesting to see how the project is developing in those different contexts, both different communities and different agency settings. Okay, so I think I mentioned before that we reviewed and we used parts of our existing curricula and resources to develop our curriculum. We brought in our own ideas and activities, and then we made changes as we went along based on feedback from the community health workers. We called them workshops and not meetings because they were meant to be more participatory with lots of activities. Before we devised the curriculum, we developed competencies. And so you can see here we developed six competencies for advocacy and leadership that we thought were important to learn. And in those competencies, we developed sort of the academic version, developing a shared vision, visioning, planning, engaging the community. And then we developed a version that we thought was more appropriate to our community partners. How do we start? So for each one, we had a question that we thought encompassed the competency. You can see them there. Then we mapped our workshops and our site visits to the competencies to make sure that we were covering them all. And so what you see in along the top is our workshops and our first site visit with our partners. And we've since made a second just before this meeting. We've completed our second visit to 7 partners. And then down on the left side, you can see the competencies listed. And then all across, you can see the different activities that we use to meet those competencies. So in our study design, we really paid attention to adult learning principles. So we really worked to make sure that the workshops were relevant to the work promotors were doing, that they were goal-oriented, they were practical, they were problem-centered, they integrated new ideas with existing knowledge. They built on our participants' life experiences, so there was a lot of sharing from our participants and reflection, and also they had the opportunity to really talk about what they were doing in their work sites. It respected respected learners, promoted self-esteem, allowed self-direction. And then we had monolingual both English and Spanish speakers participating in the workshop, so we used simultaneous translation, and we made sure that our slides and handouts were all bilingual as well. Another important sort of principle that we used in our workshops was action learning. And action learning basically says that people learn best when they're doing. And so this is a quote from one of the, luminaries in action learning. Action learning is a method to generate learning from human interaction occurring as learners engage together in real-time work problems. Learning arises not just from representations of conceptual material, but from questioning among fellow learners as they tackle unfamiliar problems. So our promotors participated as teams, and they worked on projects throughout the workshops. And they didn't start right out on the projects, but we gradually introduced the concepts, and then they picked their projects as we went along. And I'm going to ask Lourdes now to do the rest. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Maria Lourdes Fernandez, and I work, you know, with Arizona Prevention Research Center with the College of Public Health. I never say male in Zuckerman College of Public Health because it's too long for me. And in the actual learning program design, you know, CSW, the Community Health Workers, the promotoras, work as a team. And then, you know, the team selected, you know, every team that was selected, you know, developed a community advocacy project through graduated homework assignments. So they went home and they were all together and they did the homework. And then, you know, in the workshops, you know, the projects were presented and they were discussed. And they have the feedback, you know, from everybody else. And then, you know, the workshop content was made relevant to the projects. And then the learning skills acquisition and reflection encouraged with monthly community health workers peer support conference calls. Every month, you know, the whole group of community health workers who were working in this project from across the border, from Yuma, Santa Cruz, and Douglas, they have a monthly call with the permission of the supervisors to share and see, you know, what were the problems that they have, you know, during the advocacy or the project that they were doing. And they have a support of a student who is helping them, you know, to solve the problems, you know, that they can face at that time. And then, you know, the project funds were used to pay the fixed percentages for the participant community health workers salaries, and it's 20% of that in CHWs and their supervisors participated. That's, you know, because the supervisors, they have to participate because they have to allow you know, these community health workers to be on those calls every third Monday of the month for an hour or 2 hours of that day. And then the U.S. staff, university staff, and the faculty conducted the visits. So they were doing the site visits, you know, to see, you know, what problems they have, what do they arise, how they can help, you know, and so they can keep going with the projects that they were doing. So that to provide the technical assistance and to keep with the encouragement or to keep doing, you know, that project. Can you keep? Okay. The summary of steps. So it was reviewed the system advocacy curricula and selected for relevance. Developed a matrix to determine, you know, best practices in 7 different categories. Rated 11 selected curricula for the strengths in each of those categories. Developed the 6 core competencies that you see before and key knowledge, skills, and abilities for each. Created vendors with best practices, activities, and resources for all the 6 core competencies. Each community health worker has her own binder, so they can, you know, they can go back, you know, check and see, you know, where they were stuck or they have something, you know, to ask for. And then the summary of steps, you know, they met face to face prior to plan each workshops using binders as a resource. Prepared the materials, facilitated the workshops, and made assignments. Saw and used feedback from participants to help plan successive, you know, the workshops, and used the partner visits to encourage participation, consolidate knowledge, and introduce new concepts and tools. And then those things faced in the monthly Promotora peer support conference calls. So they were having all those things. And then, you know, how did we do? We were having, you know, our evaluations for these workshops, and this is a scale from 1 to 4, and being for the best in the workshop, in our first workshop, we did 3.36. In our second workshop, we did 3.5. The third workshop was 3.46, and the fourth workshop was 3.33. How did we do? This is some quotes, you know, for some community health workers, you know, that are participating in this project. And then, you know, they say, it reinforced my confidence to do this and be creative. I feel like I have more capacity to advocate for the community. I learn new things about leadership in my community and how to engage the families. So that's what we do as a promotoras, as a community health workers. Everything was interesting for me. And then the last one, and I think this is very good, I have been too many trainings where I don't feel like I take something away with me, but this one I have. The next steps, you know, our participants are still engaged in the community advocacy projects that began during the training as part of the Arizona Prevention Research Center. This is a research intervention, and we will report on their progress in the future. We are assembling our curriculum for dissemination. And this is Arizona Prevention Research Center. It's a member of the Prevention Research Center's program supported by the Centers for Disease Control. The CDC and cooperative agreement with this number that is big. It contains are solely the responsibility of the actors and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this is our contact information. You know, as you know, both of us, you know, work with our Arizona Prevention Research Center. I'm in Douglas, in one of the borders, and the science is in the university, the doctors. I'm the human touch. Thank you very much.
So we're gonna do 2 minutes of questions, just to clarify. After each presentation and at the end, we'll have another chunk of time to do questions for the whole panel. Any questions for this presentation?
No questions? Yes.
I have a question. Oh, how long the length of a period of time did it take to do, like, from the core competencies or the actual workshops? Was it a year?
A year.
1 year?
Uh-huh, 1 year. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Could you tell us some of the other curricula you looked at?
That's the hard part, is putting that list together, because I don't really remember them off the top of my head. But we're going to put that list together, and our goal is to just post our curriculum with the appropriate credits online. Mm-hmm. But we didn't. You might know some of them yourself. I think we use the Mariposa.
The border.
Border health leadership curriculum, and we had a number of. We used the Turning Point Collaborative Leadership as one reference, and we had a number of others as well. The ACT curriculum from the Cooperative Extension, the Arizona Cooperative Extension, and there were some others.
It was like a little piece of everything. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to add that I'm with the NAP Foundation from Arizona, and we're also partnered with the University of Arizona School of Public Health in terms of training, but in this project, received grant and they subcontract with one of our tribal college. And so the CHWs, they're taking public health courses to get the public health certificate. They take 3-4 courses and one elective. And then at the end of the year, when we finish all those 4 courses, U of A, they usually come up and give us a certificate.
Wow.
That's great.
That's good. Very good. Yeah, because that's empowered, you know, the knowledge of the community health workers.